This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having bypassed Puerto Rico and then done torrential rains on the U.S. Virgin Islands, Hurricane Dorian is now setting its sights on the southeast U.S. coastline. Many predictions have it coming into Florida late in the holiday weekend. However, the cone of uncertainty is wide, as Governor of Georgia Brian Kemp notes.
Right now, weather officials project that Hurricane Dorian may continue to strengthen, and the cone of the impact could move along the coast of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Or it could move up through Florida and then through parts of South Georgia.
Global stocks are surging after China hinted that trade talks with the Trump administration may start up again, breathing life into the hopes the world's two biggest economies will reach a deal soon to end a trade war. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Economic numbers just released include, from the Commerce Department, another sign the economy may be slowing. The department's second reading of gross domestic product in the second quarter showing the economy grew at a rate of 2%. That's in line with estimates, but down slightly from the first reading of 2.1%. The department had said the economy grew at 3.1% during the first 3 months of the year. Meanwhile, the Labor Department reports 215,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, up 4,000 from the previous week. The experts were expecting the number today to come in at around 204,000. North Carolina police say they've arrested a university student who was planning a mass shooting. 19-year-old Paul Stieber arrested in his dorm at High Point University on Tuesday. They found two guns and lots of ammunition. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Deaths caused by drivers running red lights are at a 10-year high, according to a new study from AAA, which says the number of people killed by someone plowing through a red light reached 939 in 2017, the last year for which all the data is in. That's the highest death toll in 10 years, and it was the fifth straight year that fatalities from running red lights increased.
Drivers are distracted, they're impatient, and they're reckless, and they're making the decision to run a red light instead of safely stopping.
That's National AAA spokesman Doug Shoup speaking to CBS News. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the deputy who lied about being shot is now out of a job. The sheriff says a criminal investigation continuing, and he told reporters the rookie deputy has admitted that he lied about being shot last Wednesday outside the Lancaster Sheriff's Department station. Apple is out with an apology for having hired third-party contractors, which it allowed to listen to recordings picked up by its Siri voice assistant. Some of the recordings happened when Siri was accidentally triggered by muffled background, but a whistleblower said the voice assistant routinely recorded people making drug deals and talking about confidential information. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Always great having you along with us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Liz Peek is joining us, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, and we've got lots to catch up on. Liz, how you doing?
I'm just terrific. Thanks for having me.
Well, I saw in one of your tweets that the Dems, you know, are kind of wearing you out a little bit. You said you need a vacation. Well, let me tell you right now, I'm in Kauai, Hawaii, and it's universal. I mean, it even happens here in Hawaii too. They're just they're breaking everybody's minds across the country.
You know, I have to tell you, this is how deep I am sunk in this mess of politics in our lives today. The immediate thing I think of is Mazie Hirono, who is horrible. And so, yes, you're in Hawaii, but I got to tell you, she is representing that beautiful, beautiful state in the most god-awful way. And she was one of the people I tweeted about yesterday, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I find the increasing vitriol and nonstop mudslinging just almost beyond, I don't even know what to say about it. It's so depressing to me. And I think, by the way, I think it's depressing to everybody.
It really is, because especially here on the island, and I've just been surrounded by, you know, some very dear friends that really embrace everything about Aloha, the Aloha spirit and all that it represents. And the senator has no aloha. I mean, she is totally vacant of aloha, and it is surprising, and you know, and even to hear her vitriol, you know, going back to Kavanaugh days and that. I mean, her words that were so rancid, you know, still echo in my mind. I wish I could vacate them.
Well, and she's one of the ones who is almost daily pouncing on President Trump for the treatment, the administration's treatment of migrant children. And you know, Bill, you and I have talked about this. This is a huge problem. Democrats for almost a year didn't even acknowledge that the problem existed, much less collaborate with the White House on a solution. Their solution, increasingly, as Julian Castro has said, is just decriminalize it, open the border, let anyone come across that we want. And, you know, they ignore these almost daily stories of people who are coming into the country who should not be allowed in, who people who have been sent home because of multiple felony accusations or even indictments, all kinds of things. I mean, to me, you know, they just have this need to portray the president as personally responsible for every terrible thing that happens, by the way, to people who are doing something illegal, who are jeopardizing their children's welfare by taking them on these horrendous cross-country treks. And, by the way, sometimes they aren't even their own children. They're just using children to get into the country. And yet it's all President Trump's fault. I find it discouraging that our legislators are so much more interested in scoring points than scoring solutions. And that is not something new. I get that. But, the level of hate, I am so tired of everyone now using the race card. Beto O'Rourke telling us that the entire country is racist. You know, no, it's not. We elected a black president twice. To my way of thinking, our country is the most open, pluralistic country in the world. I don't think Democrats are doing themselves any favors by, the issue here is that 25% of Democratic primary voters are black. A lot of candidates, like Beto O'Rourke, have gotten nowhere with black voters. Pete Buttigieg is another one. Elizabeth Warren actually is another one. She doesn't do very well with black voters. And so they're making all these statements and embracing policies like reparations to curry favor with the black crowd. And you know what? It's bad for the whole country. It's not great for the black community. They might prefer someone talking about school choice or things that actually might help black, or job training programs, people that might help lift up the black community. But all we hear is that they are disadvantaged because the whole country is racist and basically the table is set against them. And you know what? That is a profoundly misleading, in my view, and also very negative message.
Well, without a doubt, and you hit on several things. Let's go back to immigration for just a moment and the danger that has been thrust upon the people. I've been saying for a couple of months now that we are ripe for a plague of epic proportions, if I might say. And that might sound a little dramatic and Trump-esque, so to speak, if he was going to throw out a tweet. But you can see the way this thing is lining up in California. I was just there, Liz, and the excrement that is in the streets, the needles, the homelessness that's going on, already, I mean, even the LA Times here this past week had to report that medieval diseases are coming to the country. They're here. There has already been a report of bubonic plague.
Yeah, wouldn't there be? That's where all that stuff came from.
Exactly.
Right? A lack of sanitation and people living in filth, and that's what's happening. So I'm sorry to interrupt.
Let's bring into play here people coming from 2,500 miles away from third world countries, bringing with them, different immunities, different diseases that we haven't been exposed to, that we've all but eradicated until, here recently there was an outbreak of measles, which we hadn't had an outbreak since the 70s. So all this stuff has to be looked at. And the other thing is that we've got all these progressive kids influenced by celebrities saying, do not inoculate your children. So we've got, and the scientists and the people that study this say, and the numbers that we're dealing with, you can kind of get away with that, but now with the influx of illegal immigrants coming in that with God knows what, these kids are at risk. And this is why the schools are saying emphatically, if your kids are not inoculated, they can't come to school.
That's a real issue where I live in New York, because if for some reason some members of the Hasidic Jewish community have decided that these vaccines are dangerous, and you find therefore real pockets of measles infestations in some of these schools, or infections I should say, and that, to your point, it's ridiculously dangerous. Kids, we've had these vaccines in place for, 50 years, 70 years, and guess what? Kids have been just fine. It's beyond ignorant and very dangerous, and I think the schools, to take a really hard line, are doing exactly the right thing.
I do too. And again, like I said, in a couple of months, when I started looking at this, Liz, and I go, and we're setting ourselves up here while the Democrats are trying to straighten out the deck chairs on the Titanic here. We've got serious problems, and their arguments are so hollow, all just because they hate Trump, and as a result of that, they're putting everyday citizens at risk.
Yeah. It's defeating. I know we're supposed to be talking about the economy. We'll go to that next.
Well, yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to let you lead, and I'll just... But yes,
sorry.
The music is coming on, and it's going to be time. And yes, we're going to talk about, will the Fed chair have some good news for us and, do something about this projected recession that they're talking about?
Yeah, the real question is, Bill, will we know if it's good news?
Yeah, exactly, that's for sure. She is the Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz Peek is with us, and we've got more from Liz after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You better believe it. Fresh and independent. We are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz Peek is with us, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, and we're going to be talking about whether or not we will get good news and hear about it from the Fed chair coming up. But, Liz, just to kind of put a wrap on what we were talking about earlier, relevant to the dysfunction of our government right now and the way the Dems are just imploding on themselves, I mean, boy, they're all in for this socialism stuff that's going on. I mean, what is the trajectory here? I mean, is there much of a future? Because it's like they're putting it all on the line that if something doesn't happen in a big way, I mean that they take over our government, the White House. They've already got the House. They maintain the House and take over the Senate. What happens to the Democratic Party?
It's a good question. I mean, I think I have a lot of Democrat friends. I'm sure you do, too. Most of them are pretty moderate, and they are horrified by what's going on. And frankly, I don't think they can find a candidate that they really feel, A, can beat Donald Trump, or B, that they want to vote for. And I think that's sort of extraordinary. There are two dozen people running. But, you know, they look at someone like John Delaney, and they say, yeah, I like what he's talking about. He's kind of a reasonable guy. You know, he has liberal values, but he's not a nut. Not talking about confiscatory taxes and things like Elizabeth Warren, but, you know, he's not going to get through the primaries, and I think they're probably right. So right now, it looks like it's come down to Joe Biden, who I think is an unbelievably terrible candidate. To me, he's like Bob Dole back in the 90s. You know, he's kind of hits his turn. Everyone knows he's not a good candidate, that he's sort of past his prime. But he's the only person so far able to galvanize enough moderate support and black support that he keeps topping out the charts. The really scary person, I think, is Elizabeth Warren, who's coming along gangbusters and keeps creeping up in the polls. She has a new, as she calls it, she's got a plan for everything, a new policy statement out almost every day, each one worse than the last, because she hates capitalism. She hates the freedom of a free market society, and she wants to overturn those things. And, you know, the ignorance of our young people, and I apologize for saying that so harshly, but the people who've gone to colleges and schools where they've not learned anything but the glories of socialism and the terrible unfairness of capitalism, they're just falling in behind her, thinking this is terrific. And I got to tell you, you know, there are a lot of reasons for this, including the financial crisis, which left a lot of these young people out in the cold. But it is a dangerous, dangerous trajectory for our country. And as sometimes inept and clumsy and ill-spoken as Donald Trump is, man, we just need to re-elect this guy.
Well, exactly. And when you look at the empirical evidence, you know, as he said the other night, you may not like me, but how do you like your 401k? How do you like the fact you're making more per hour and you got more in your checkbook every month? You know, he's okay with not being liked.
Oh, totally. And I think, I mean, my gosh, I seriously don't know how the guy stands up under the incredible tsunami of opprobrium that it lands on him every single day. But he does, and he's energized.
Yes.
And I think he feels like he's doing the right thing. The real issue, the kind of consuming issue for the Trump White House has certainly been its confrontation with China. We saw today that China raised that up a notch. Market's going to open lower as a result of that. I've written, and I think you and I have talked about the fact that I think there really needs to be some breakthrough here to reelect Trump, because it is without a doubt hurting the economy. I still stand by that. I think if we see manufacturing in the U.S. continue to slide, and it is, even though the consumer is very optimistic and very powerful now, at some point those two lines are going to cross, and we're going to see, you know, a little pessimism creep in. The mainstream media is doing its utmost to engender that. And we're, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Powell comes up with. Esther George, one of the Fed governors, yesterday in an interview, said, you know, I'm not going to vote for, or I may not back a Fed a rate cut because the economy is doing pretty well. Well, that's fine, but the reality is we're doing fine, but the rest of the world is not. And last
exactly.
year, the Fed screwed up. The Fed should not have been raising rates in the teeth of a downturn in China and in Europe, and that's what they did. And if they don't get that now, our interest rates at 2% are not much, and savers are not being benefited by that. But if you think that's bad, look at what's happening in Germany, where they just sold a 30-year bond, didn't sell well, by the way, that has a zero coupon.
Right.
Who wants to do that?
Wow.
So
exactly.
out of step.
Yeah. Right. Well, without a doubt, and timing is everything. And this is what Donald Trump knows and what he's been cheering on. And I guess bringing to point here for people to understand that the Fed can help us out. And it's amazing what they did for Barack Obama with quantitative easing. But for somehow for Donald Trump, it's like, and he lays it out, maybe they just don't like the idea that somebody knows enough about this, that you know, the kind of counsel that he has directed toward the Fed, even though they're supposed to be independent and all that, it's like, look at right now, you can be part of the winning team, and we need you to cooperate because of these existential occurrences that are going on with what China, with the, you know, the manipulation of their currency that they're doing and what is happening globally. And, you know, if we get the rate, if we get a rate break right now and we watch this and understand that that dynamic is in play, we can use that in a very powerful and a substantiating way. Because, you know, unfortunately, and I've maintained this, Liz, the Democrats, and I hope the voters are taking note of this, because the Democrats continue to hurt us, because we should have had the UMCA already done.
Yeah.
The trade deal with Canada and Mexico, that's done. Japan trade deal would have been done. Some of the European partners trade deals would have been done. What kind of pressure on China would that have put upon them to seal this deal and to come into the fold, you know, to be good international partners? I think it would increase exponentially. But right now, because of all the fussing and stuff the Democrats are putting out there, you know, President Xi says, hey, look at it, and his team says, we'll just wait it out. There's going to be new management possibly, and we know we could probably get a better deal with the Joe Biden administration.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I mean, the USMCA, to your point, is something, it just makes my head explode that Nancy Pelosi will not even raise it on the House floor because, frankly, some of her constituents, some Democrats, some moderate Democrats from districts that did vote for Trump, they want to pass that bill. And everybody knows it's a good trade agreement. It's better than NAFTA. The default, of course,
without a doubt,
is that NAFTA stays in place. So what are we sacrificing? We're sacrificing better labor rates for demanding better, higher wages for Mexicans, which in effect means possibly more production stays in the U.S. We're disadvantaging our dairy farmers. Of course, they love that because those are swing states, the dairy. Wisconsin's a very important swing state. Do you think Nancy Pelosi wants to give dairy farmers there a lift? No. So, I mean, it's bald, raw politics, but it's hurting the country. And it's, you know, what really gets my goat, sorry you raised this, is Chuck yeah. Schumer every now and then will come out and say something really supportive of Trump's confrontation with China. The reason he's doing that is he knows it is endangering our economy to some degree. Democrats live and die by the idea that if our economy weakens, Donald Trump gets booted out of the White House. So Chuck Schumer's all in on our trade confrontation with China because he knows, because A, it's the right thing to do, and he can sound really, you know, bipartisan and strong supporting him. He also knows that it's risky. So, you know, if he really were all in, he would sit down with Nancy Pelosi and say, hey, let's get this UMCA passed, because to your point, that would pressure China and it would help our country.
Without a doubt. And, of course, the Democrats are also burning novena candles for a recession. Again, to your
exactly.
point about the economy, they're just like going, hey, the voters, take note. This is all being brought to you by the Democrats. They're the ones that are, you know, putting the stick in the spokes of the American economy right now.
That's exactly right. And, I watch the coverage of the economy pretty carefully. There is not a day that goes by. And now it's like the New York Times has went from Russia, Russia, Russia to racism, racism, and now it's recession, recession. And all this stuff about the inverted yield curve, Bill, we could spend the next half hour talking about how that's probably a meaningless signal right now, and it's being...
Right. Well, we're
we're out of time. We got to leave it there. Liz Pig, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care. You've heard it said, you don't know what. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having bypassed Puerto Rico and then dumped torrential rains on the U.S. Virgin Islands, Hurricane Dorian is now setting its sights on the southeast U.S. coastline. Many predictions have it coming into Florida late in the holiday weekend. However, the cone of uncertainty is wide, as Governor of Georgia Brian Kemp notes.
Right now, weather officials project that Hurricane Dorian may continue to strengthen, and the cone of the impact could move along the coast of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Or it could move up through Florida and then through parts of South Georgia.
Global stocks are surging after China hinted that trade talks with the Trump administration may start up again, breathing life into the hopes the world's two biggest economies will reach a deal soon to end a trade war. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, given the option, take a look at, if you understand freedom and liberty, you're willing to put it on the line. Our founding fathers did that, and look at what we've got today. And, you know, clearly, we're a little bit confused, but I have faith. I do have faith that America will get back on track. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Let's talk, you know, health insurance. Each year, it seems, there are more changes to our health insurance, making it more confusing than ever for us, the consumer. Now, open enrollment season is soon to get underway, so today we have an insurance expert to answer important questions you should be researching before signing up for health insurance. And here to answer those questions is Sean Scatura, the Director of Insurance Advice for USAA. Sean, welcome to the show. How are you?
Bill, thank you for having me. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for asking. I mean, hey, I've no complaints. I'm in Maui, Hawaii, so how good can it get, you know?
Can't get better. Can't get better.
Hey, it's okay. Let's talk health insurance options. There are options, and like anything, planning is really critical, and now's the time to be asking some good questions, right?
It definitely is. Planning around your health insurance shouldn't be a short-term decision. It should be something that's kind of in our DNA.
Well, that's the simple answer, right? So what are some key action items that we as consumers should take before choosing health insurance?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think that the steps that we should be taking, first and foremost, is understanding your needs. You know your family's health situation better than anybody. You know, for example, in my situation, I've got 5 family members. I've got 3 little germ factories that I know that I'm going to be taking to the doctor throughout the year. My kids need, the medical attention, and so do my wife and I. And, you know, I'm going to look at what do my individual coverage needs call for, and I need to plan around that. So it's first understanding what your coverage needs to offer. And then second to that is I have to save for it. I know that there's going to be a financial hit to me or a financial responsibility either in the form of a deductible or out-of-pocket expenses, and I need to plan proactively for those. If I'm eligible to, and this is where a lot more of the year-over-year change comes into play, we're starting to see more and more healthcare plans offer health savings accounts, if that's a new phrase to you. If you're a listener, that's something that you've not yet heard about, you want to look into if you're, number one, eligible to participate in a health savings account, and if you are, you should be doing so. A health savings account is a tax-deductible way to save money for qualified health expenses. They're very versatile, a lot of good benefit that comes from them, but they figure into the overall picture of planning around the cost that you'll face when using your health insurance, when using your health services. Lastly, the last step, promote healthy lifestyle, promote wellness as much as you can. More and more employers are offering wellness programs, so things like smoking cessation programs, weight loss programs, overall discounts for fitness. Take advantage of those. We've seen statistically they do reduce the overall cost of the health system provided, but it also saves you money into your pocketbook year over year.
You know, it only makes sense, Sean, the third point here is for us to be proactive about our health, and that's living and making healthy decisions, you know, for ourselves and our family. You know, I always think of Yogi Berra, because I'm of that era, that says, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. And I would say that the current generation, I think that they've learned from the era of their, you know, their parents and their grandparents that have been, you know, a little loose in terms of their health. And they're saying, hey, look, I just don't want to live that way. I want to, I'm heading to the exit, so can I exit more gracefully? And, a healthy lifestyle is paying great dividends. And I think we're starting to see that. And, younger people are making those right decisions. So we want to continue to encourage that, you know, for them and their families.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that we're starting to see a little bit more awareness and a lot of that proactivity come into play. And we're starting to also see the benefit of things like these wellness programs. You know, so when there's not only a behavioral and kind of a general well-being improvement that's offered, but when it also comes with some financial incentive, people take advantage of it, and it does improve the overall cost of the health system. For example, disease management programs inside of employers, so things that are diabetes management, that actually has been seen to reduce the overall cost of the health system by the most significant.
Yes.
So it's not just going to the gym, it's actually taking advantage of things like disease management programs that are really making the strides and making the health system more affordable potentially.
And you also brought up health savings accounts. That's awesome. I think this is one of the great things that have come out of the debate. We've got a long way to go yet to refine our healthcare system. It got shaken up to the core a little bit here, but I have confidence we're going to be able to make this work, especially if we can empower the individual. And the health savings account does that. It moves in that direction to empower individuals. And for those those of you that do have those plans available, I would jump on that because, as you say, we've got a plan, for some things that we hope not happen. But hey, there's nothing wrong with having a budget. That's the prudent thing to do.
Well, definitely. And the thing I love about the health savings accounts is how versatile they are. As different to a flexible savings account or a flexible spending account where you've got to spend that money each and every year, an HSA allows you to save it over time. So if you put money away and let's say for the next 5 years you really don't have anything to speak of when it comes to health needs, well, you've got now a big chunk of money sitting inside of this account that continues to be invested and grow and earn over time. So what we're seeing is a lot of people actually utilizing these HSA accounts for their future planning needs for things like long-term care insurance needs in retirement or just to supplement their health needs when they retire and they're on Medicare. They've got this other savings account that can reduce their out-of-pocket costs each and every year. So it is something that, to your point, it is empowering. It is a great financial vehicle to use as part of an overall financial plan.
In most cases, pre-tax, right?
Correct. You actually receive a tax deduction on your contributions, and then when you use the money for a tax-qualified or a qualified medical expense, two favorite words in the English language, it comes out to you tax-free.
We love that, don't we?
We certainly do.
Without a doubt. Well, how much health insurance do we need, and how much can we afford? You know, what do we want to consider here, Sean?
Well, your health insurance isn't like a life insurance policy with a specific dollar amount attached to it. Health insurance really comes down to the benefits or medical services offered. So if you look at the standards provided by the federal government with the Affordable Care Act, there are 10 essential health benefits that are offered in a qualified plan. As compared to things what we're starting to see more of the market offer, things like short-term medical insurance, we're starting to see the current administration make way for those plans to have a little bit more liberal offering. Those plans don't necessarily offer all 10 essential health benefits. That's not good, that's not bad, it's just different. So what you want to look at first and foremost is what does your family's needs call for? And then make decisions there. If you need all the essential health benefits, ideally you should be going with a qualified type of plan. Employer-provided plans are qualified by nature, so you don't need to worry about that as much. But if you're shopping on your own, if you know that you need those essential benefits, you should really be looking at a plan that is a qualified plan, like an ACA plan. If you don't, and you can get by with a shorter-term medical plan that has a lower premium, then certainly you want to look at what are the coverage limitations, what is it not covering, and can you live without that?
Exactly. Well, we're visiting with Sean Scaturo. He is the Director of Insurance Advice for USAA, giving us some great tips and things to think about. I mean, I can appreciate that you might be a little bit confused, you know, with all that we're hearing these days, you know, from our government that they're going to fix it, but it keeps dragging out. But it's really important, Sean, that we stay proactive regardless of what the government does, because as we can see, this has been a slow grinding process, right?
Yeah, definitely. Regardless of whatever direction the system is going to, it's still part of our everyday planning. It's something that we're always going to face. So control what you can control. Make good financial decisions around your health care.
Sean, real quick, last two questions. The various enrollment periods, and where can they go for more information?
So open enrollment for major medical begins November 1st. And it runs through December 15th. For annual enrollment for Medicare, that begins October 15th and ends December 7th. For more information, you can visit usaa.com/health advice.
He's had 15 years of financial service experience, and here it is. He's given us free advice right here on Bill Martinez Live. Sean Scaturo, USA's Director of Life and Health Insurance Advice. Sean, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Bill, thank you. You do the same.
This is sponsored by Agilent. PFAS, known as forever chemicals, are long-lived, man-made chemicals with unique properties that make them useful in products such as grease-proof food packaging, non-stick cookware, waterproof clothing, and firefighting foam. But PFAS chemicals do not break down and have accumulated in the environment, making them potentially harmful to humans. They're in our drinking water, food, soil, and living organisms such as fish and livestock. There is evidence that continued exposure above specific levels to certain PFAS can lead to adverse health conditions. Dr. Tarun Animal, Global Environment Market Manager at Agilent.
Agilent is a leading provider of complete PFAS measurement solutions used by scientists around the world to accurately measure and identify PFAS in water. This is a critical step for estimating human exposure and potential risk.
Agilent is committed to helping scientists create a safer and healthier environment. For more, visit agilent.com/newsroom.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
It's not really lobby time, it's movie time with the movie guy. Live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California, Steve Evans is next.
Bill Martinez, live.
You're listening to Bill Martinez, and we're also listening to the movie guy, Steve Evans, who's here to tell us the latest on the big screen. Angel Has Fallen, numero uno, huh?
Number one, the third in that series, 21.4. It was number one. It'll be number one again this weekend. We can talk about that later. Good Boys was number two, making about 11.6. Overcomer, number three, 8.2. Mm-hmm. Fast and Furious, number four, and The Lion King rounded out the top five. I had a chance to see Blinded by the Light, which is terrific. It's just a great film. Just you, of all people, you really have to see this because...
The soundtrack, huh?
Well, the soundtrack is great. It's about this young Pakistani kid. He's in London, and he's being picked on, and his dad's this authoritative guy that wants him to be an engineer, and he wants to be a writer, and his life just sucks until he finds Bruce Springsteen. He discovers Bruce Springsteen. Everything changes, and it's, you know, a five-minute standing ovation at Sundance. It is just one of the best movies.
Wow.
You really should see it. I mean, it's a great film.
It probably reminds you. It'll remind you why the boss is still the boss, right?
Yeah, it does. But also reminds you. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, you know, of course, I grew up in a working class family, and I really wanted to break out and do something different. I discovered rock and roll radio, and that was going to be my ticket out, and it was really.
Yes,
that's kind
right.
Of the feel of this, you know, it's just being able to really get out and do something different. So yeah, I think you'd really enjoy it.
Takes us back to our time. Good fun. Good fun.
Good right. fun, absolutely. Well, you know, this is Labor Day weekend, so things are a little quiet at the box office. We have some movies which are pretty interesting. We can talk about them in a moment. But this, you know, this is past the blockbuster season, and probably the most exciting thing happening last week was they released the Star Wars trailer. Yes, the Star Wars, the trailer for the final movie in the nine-film series or franchise, which is called The Rise of Skywalker. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it, but I mean, this is exciting that we're talking about the trailer. It's like the big thing of the weekend is like new trailer coming out.
You know, yeah. I mean, you have this, you know, there have been 9 films. It all started, of course, back in 1977, and it's just blossomed into this magnificent franchise, which has generated $9 billion worldwide just in ticket sales. And then you have the theme parks and the comics and the toys and everything else, which they think that totally this thing is worth about $65 billion. And this is going to be the final film, in this final trilogy. There have been 9 films.
Well, is this the final film, or is this the final film, like Cher final film?
Well, no, you had the first 3, and then you had the prequel, the next 3 films, and then you had the sequel films, which were the next 3. This is the 3rd in the sequel films, and this is going to wrap everything up. And if you take a look at the trailer, I mean, you have a lot of historical, you know, Han Solo is in this, and Carrie Fisher's going to make an appearance in the final. This is supposedly going to wrap everything up, and like everything Star Wars, you can go online, and there's a complete breakout of the trailer. You know, people is weighing in on what this could mean and what that could mean, and it's all dissected there. Big news for Star Wars.
Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly.
All right, coming out this weekend, one of the major films is called Don't Let Go, and this is a film 54% are recommending. We'll talk about that number in a moment, but this is starring David Oyelowo. And he stars as a...
That's our favorite actor, only because we get to say Oyelowo.
We will get to try to say it every time he's appearing in something. This is after a man's family dies in what appears to be murder. He gets a phone call from one of the dead, his niece. He's not sure if she's a ghost or if he's going mad, but as it turns out, he's not. Yeah, Detective Jack Radcliffe, played by the aforementioned Oyelowo, gets a shocking phone call from his recently murdered niece, Ashley, and working together across time, they race to solve her murder before it can happen. Now, I think the reason it's getting only 54% recommending is because, you know, you have problems with these time travel movies. I mean, it's like, well, if that was true, then how could this be? And why didn't they, you know, it gets into be one of those things, I think.
Yeah, you just overanalyze the deal, Ryan.
Kind of overanalyzes, and they run into problems. I think one of the best reviews was by The Post, which says, emotionally, Don't Let Go works like magic. Intellectually, not so much. So, there you go.
You got to suspend your intellect, is what they're telling us.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the case with that sort of movie. Okay, we have a movie called Official Secrets, which is out this weekend. This really looks interesting. 78% are recommending. This is based on a world-shaking true story, they say. Official Secrets tells the gripping story of Catherine Gunn, which is played, she's played by Keira Knightley. She plays a British intelligence specialist whose job involves routine handling of classified information. But then one day in 2003, the lead up to, which is right in the middle of the lead up to the Iraq War, Gunn receives a memo from the NSA with a shocking directive. The United States is enlisting Britain's help in collecting compromising information on United Nations Security Council members in order to blackmail them into voting in favor of the invasion of Iraq. Unable to stand by and watch the world be rushed into an illegal war, Gunn makes the gut-wrenching decision to defy her government and leak the memo to the press. And thus begins an explosive chain of events. Now, when I read this, I thought, well, I wonder if this is real. I mean, if this is based on a true story. So I looked it up, and according to what I'm able to find on the Internet, yes, there was a Catherine Gunn, and she was a British intelligence specialist who was brought up on trial for leaking classified information. But the trial never went anywhere because they didn't want to reveal classified documents to the general public, and so we don't really know. According to one critic, it takes liberties with the story, but basically true. 78% recommending Official Secrets.
Well, kind of a true story.
Kind of a true story. There you go.
Okay. All right. There we go.
Another movie called The Load, which was a big film at the Cannes Film Festival this year. This is about Vlada, who works as a truck driver during the NATO bombing of Serbia back in 1999. And he has a job. He has to transport this mysterious load from Kosovo to Belgrade. He drives through unfamiliar territory trying to make his way to a country that is scarred by war. He knows that once the job is over, he'll need to return home and face the consequences of his actions. 100% of the critics are recommending The Load. It's quite a film. Yeah.
Wow.
This weekend. Another movie here, which is a documentary, which was big at Sundance this year, big at South by Southwest down in Austin. It's called Raise Hell, the documentary about the celebrated national political columnist and Texan Molly Ivins, who used her razor-sharp wit to speak truth to power. She was something. I was a big fan because she could write like nobody else. And this is the story of her life and times there in Texas, following Texas politics.
Well, we need her back.
We do. I mean, she was, you know, regardless of your politics, she was such fun to read. And she really had, had a way of telling truth to power, as they were saying.
Well, we need a bit of a sense of humor these days. We're wrapped up a little bit tight here.
Totally agree.
You may have to get back on the typewriter, Steve-O.
Maybe. We have a movie here, speaking of the sense of humor. This really looks good. It's called Before You Know It. And this is about a pair of sisters that find that the mother they thought was dead is alive. And not only that, she's starring on a soap opera. This is about stage manager Rachel Gunner. Still lives in the childhood apartment above the theater her family owns and operates in New York City. And she's the level-headed member of the family, the only thing standing between her family and utter chaos. She has an actress sister, and her dad's this eccentric playwright, and she has a preteen niece, which is a case. But then in the wake of the sudden family tragedy, Rachel and her sister learn that their presumed deceased mother is not just alive, but thriving as a soap opera star. So they go off and mayhem ensues. This says
I guess if you think your family is loaded with drama, this is one that you should watch.
This is definitely.
And you'll feel almost normal.
Almost. There you go. 88% recommend me Before You Know It. One to see this weekend. Another movie here called Bennett's War. I think we may have seen this story before. They say there are only 7 basic stories, and I think most of them are being redone this weekend. Bennett's War. After surviving an IED explosion in combat overseas, you got a young soldier with the Army Motorcycle Unit. He is medically discharged with a broken back and leg, and he's told he may never walk again if he decides to continue running around on his motorcycle. Against all odds, he trains to make an impossible comeback as a motocross racer in order to support his family and literally save the family farm, one we may have seen before. Bennett's War, out this weekend, not reviewed for the critics. Another one which follows a familiar theme, it's called Todd at Con. This is about Aiden, who's a charming seducer, believes he knows how to make women swoon. He prepares to teach his friends the art of...
Don't we all, huh?
Yes, using his array of bulletproof rules of seduction. And then there's a woman by the name of Mia, who's an ambitious producer that dreams of having her own TV show on women empowerment, a strategic guide to dating that teaches you how to hook a man and have him eating right from the palm of your hand in no time. Well, of course, these two meet. They cross paths at a bar one fateful night, and from there the game is on in an all-out battle of the sexes. Yes, not reviewed for the critics, but you know what? It looks like it might be kind of fun. Todd at Con. There you go. Lots to see this weekend. And, of course, we have the Star Wars trailer we can all watch.
Yeah, we got to check that out. Also, I recommend that if you haven't seen the movie Overcomer, great family movie, getting great reviews, A-plus cinematic score, the third one for the Kendrick brothers. It is outstanding, and it's challenging Kendrick brother fans because War Room, was probably their favorite movie, and this is giving it a good run. This is how good that movie is. They did a great job on it. So
number three
and number two overall per theater. I mean, look at the average per theater, too, Steve.
Yeah.
Came out pretty good. Anyway, Steve Evans, he's the movie guy live from Hollywood right here. Thank you, Steve-O. Take care, buddy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart
body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters.